The first and most important step to save money on heating and minimise our impact on the environment is improving insulation in our homes and businesses. There's no point investing in green energy like solar panels and heat pumps if that heat is lost through poorly insulated attics, walls, windows and doors. Kevin Quilter of Quilter Insulation near Listowel has reduced his own heating bill significantly by upgrading his home insulation.
I suppose retaining the heat within the house is the most important thing. We want our carbon footprint to be better in the country. If you want to reduce your heating costs, the first thing is it doesn't matter what you heat the house with. If you're not going to retain it within the house, well, then it's going to be high bills. We're all trying to reduce our bills at the moment.
You were telling me that you have insulated your own house to an A standard. You brought it up from a very low standard.
I brought it up from a G-rated house to an A-rated house. We talked a massive amount about what heating system we were going to use until we decided that the better off we insulated the house, the less heat we'd require. So now, since we've done it, the heating system comes on very rarely, so our cost on heating the house is extremely low.
If you insulate the house properly, it doesn't matter a whole lot what heating system you have. It's not needed very much.
Yes, the most important thing is the insulation. Airtightness, insulation, a good sealed building will make all the difference.
A building energy rating, BER certificate, rates your home's energy performance on a scale between A and G, and it's legally required if you're selling, renting or buying a home. Philip O'Connor, a civil engineer from Coolick, is a BER assessor. He has loads of tips for retaining the heat in your home and reducing wasted energy.
The first thing I'd say would be to insulate the attic up to 300 millimetres. That'd be the minimum requirement to give you a good U value that will hold the heat in the livable, habitable area of the house. The attic door needs to be draft sealed. You'd be surprised, an awful lot of heat just escapes out through the attic hatch. If it's not draft sealed, then the seal holds in the heat in the downstairs part. Another key factor would be the heating control elements off of, we'll say, you have an oil boiler. Have you got it zoned to turn off if the radiators downstairs are hot enough that it automatically turns off with a thermostat on the wall? Upstairs might be a different zone. Have you got a thermostat on the walls upstairs to switch it off automatically when it reaches 20 degrees or whatever? And also then, of course, the hot water in the cylinder needs a thermostat that when that reaches the right temperature, it switches off, that your water that's been heated through the oil system, boiling the oil, is being diverted to the three different zones, and you need to be able to alter it when it's hot enough, not to be wasting energy having your burner running when there's no need to have it running. So the key thing here are thermostats, controls on your system to control the on-off times and all this, and of course having a good, servicing of your oil stroke gas burners, that they're running to maximum efficiency. Suppose you haven't got a condensing boiler, you've got one of the old oil boilers, maybe 20, 30 years old, non-condensing. They're still good enough efficiency in them if they're kept nice and clean, and even if you kind of wrap them up in some way as well, like you wrap the copper cylinder. The heat loss from a copper cylinder without a lagging jacket, or better still, a factory insulated copper cylinder, it actually works wonders with regard to the amount of energy that's used in heating the water. There's no point you spending money to heat the water if it's gone straight out to the air after you heat it up in the tank. So having a good insulated copper cylinder is very important. So again, back to the basic again, insulation is the key. If you're in a cold house, say, and we'll say you have a double glazed window facing north, and you're sitting with your back to that window, and the room in the house is 20 degrees, the ambient normal temperature, you'll still feel cold because the cold air is kind of coming in through the window. It's hard to believe it, but you'd feel cold because there's a 4 degree difference from the heat to the front of you to the back. And if you have a 4 degree difference, you feel freezing cold, even though you might be on a 20 or 25 degree temperature, but you'll still feel cold. It is an unusual thing. The key thing about north facing windows is to put a curtain from ceiling to ground, really, to block it off. I found that was a big help. You're kind of holding the hot air within the livable spot of the room.
Although the open fire is lovely to look at, Philip says it's very inefficient.
Chimneys are another bad thing for your BER our ratings. If you have a chimney, the heat you're in the house, it goes straight up. I mean, it is common sense in one sense when you're told it, that you have such a heat loss through the chimney. But people just kind of says a chimney is in a house always, they accept it. But it's not. A chimneys will have to be closed up, turn them into flues by putting in the stove. The stoves and a flue is way more efficient and less heat loss through it than an open chimney. Then, as far as go to the walls, then if you've, we'll say, a 300 mil cavity wall, right, without any insulation on the inner or outer layer, outer block, and say you didn't dab on plaster boards to the inner leaf when you were building it, you just plastered straight over it, that's a very cold wall, right, with a very high U value. An awful lot of the heat in the house is going out through that wall. So what do you do in that case? Like, it's the, okay, your oil burner is working, you've the house hot enough, but it's nearly working 24/7 to keep the temperature up in the room. So you, what your aim is then is to try and hold the heat in, and you'll have to insulate that inner leaf. You can also externally insulate it, but the inner leaf, in my opinion, is a better option. You're by doing that, you're kind of making your room more airtight, which is not allowing more drafts and things like that. And of course, the seals in your double glazed windows, you might think you put in double glazed windows 20 years ago and they're perfect, but they're actually not. And if you put your hand up, the back of your hand up, you'd feel drafts coming in through the seals in them. The seals deteriorate after about 20 years. So even if you change the seals in the windows, it could be a big plus with regard holding the heat that you've generated in the house in. I suppose all Munster joinery, all those people now have draft sealed windows and draft sealed doors. And so unless you have an old type of door that's not draft sealed, you'd buy those little strips, and I see them in Lidl and Aldi, draft sealing strips, and seal up your door, and that'll make a big difference with regard a cold air coming in, especially now in the winter time when there's heavy winds and cold northerly breezes. They'll come through anything unless there's a seal to seal it out. Again, it's like your attic hatch. The hot air goes up through the attic hatch unless it's draft sealed. The cold air will come in when the breeze is driving it in through your front door if you haven't got a good seal in your door and the windows.
There are lots of grants available through the SEAI to upgrade the insulation of your home. Kevin Quilter has more detail.
I suppose the first and most popular grant is the cavity in attics. It's cost efficient. It's got a good grant. The expense with it is not too high. A detached house would have a grant of 3,250. The expense could be anywhere from 3,500 to 5,000 unless it's a very large house. It could be more. That would be the average. Some people, that would be for rollout wool and cavity pumped. Then some people may go for the spray foam, which would be an air tightness as well in the attic. They would cost a little bit more, maybe an extra 1,000, 2,000 euros.
So really it costs you very little.
Very little cost. A very cost efficient way of insulating the house. We always talk about that as the first step in getting your home insulated. If their house isn't suited for cavity, or maybe they just want something more, they will go for external wall insulation. For the external wall insulation, the grant for a detached house is 8,000. The expense of it, it can vary. It would be up around 16,000. It could be up to 20 and more, depending on how large the property is. But again, a surveyor looking at the house of that would determine, does the whole house need external? There might be a section of it that can be pumped or is already pumped. There might be sections, and some of them have new extensions with dry liners that wouldn't, but the older section would need external, but you could still avail of the full grant. On the timber framed houses, dry lining seems to be the way, insulated slab, it's known as, for the inside of the house. Again, used with the air tightness tapes and then with good attic insulation. Your spray foam if you want air tightness, your wool if you want rollout, if you have the room for it. These seem to be the popularest options at the moment.
Some homeowners are actually entitled to free energy upgrades.
So the Warmer Home Scheme is a scheme designed for people or families that may be on fuel allowance. There's a few other alternatives. This is where you have an application form. We have it here in the office if someone wants it. It's an application form that if you fill it out and you hit this criteria, the SEI will cover your house for free. They will start with the cavity and attic measures. If they can't achieve cavity wall insulation, they will give you external wall insulation. If your house needs insulation and they deem the heating necessary, well, then they'll also do your heating upgrade.
And that can all be done for free if you're eligible.
Yeah, if the house also had single glazed window on the house, they would replace them to double glazed windows. Fabulous scheme. There's great work being done under it.
So to reduce your energy bills and greenhouse gas emissions, consider upgrading your insulation, improving the seals on windows and doors, using long curtains over north-facing windows, converting from an open fire to a stove, and investing in thermostats to avoid wasting energy.